Mother! Mother! He called. The beans really were magic. Come and see! Jack and his mother hurried outside and looked at the beanstalk. It was bright green and covered in leaves and vines. It was enormous, as wide as an old oak tree, and it grew up and up and up, so tall that it disappeared into the clouds. Jack jumped up onto the stalk and started to climb. "What are you doing?" called his mother. "I'm going to see what's at the top," said Jack. He was a very good climber, and he was soon very high up. When he looked down, his house looked tiny and very far away. His mother was still watching him, but he could hardly see her. She was as small as an ant from up here. Jack kept climbing and climbing. Soon he could see nothing but shapes below him. Shapes that may be his house and his mother and the road that led to the market, but he couldn't be sure. Soon he was so high up that he climbed up through the clouds. When the cloud cleared again, Jack was in another world. All around him was a beautiful green meadow, and in the distance was a huge castle, bigger than anything he'd ever seen. He jumped off the beanstalk and ran through the fields up to the door. Now he was the one who looked like an ant. The door was so big, he had no chance of opening it. It must have been made for people much, much bigger than him. He looked at the door again and found a small hole. He squeezed himself through it into the hall of the castle. When Jack stood up and looked around, he was amazed. He was standing in a kitchen, and everything was gigantic. The cupboards and shelves towered above him. There were bags in the corner of the hall, spilling over with gold. Jack grabbed a bag that was small enough for him to carry. "Maybe it's someone's purse," thought Jack. "This must be the home of a giant." He was right. It was, and that giant was at home. Jack felt the floor shake as the giant's footsteps got nearer. Bang! 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 Jack was terrified. Then a deep, booming voice rumbled through the castle.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll crush his bones to make my bread."
Jack quickly dashed into the corner where a huge broom stood against the wall. It was made of branches and twigs, so he scrambled inside and hoped that the giant wouldn't see him. The heavy footsteps were getting closer and closer. Suddenly, he heard another pair of footsteps close by. "There's two of them," Jack whispered. He peeked out from the branches and saw what must be the giant's wife. She had pale skin and thick grey hair that was plaited so that it hung like a great big rope down her back. She walked straight towards Jack. He was so scared that he could only hold onto the branches and hope she didn't see him. But the branches were moving. She'd picked up the broom.
"Keep it down," she yelled to her husband. "There are no men in here."
Then she looked down at the broom and saw Jack, a tiny little boy, clinging to the branches and white with fear.
"I've been caught," thought Jack. "I'll be eaten."
He closed his eyes. The terror was too much. The giant came into the kitchen, thump, 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 and put down the animals he'd killed that day. Two stags and seven rabbits flopped onto the ground.
"It's those you can smell," said the wife. "Not a man. Now get on and let me cook them."
The giant grunted and walked away. Jack opened his eyes. The giant's wife was looking straight at him. Then she winked at Jack and pointed at the door. She hadn't seen the bag of gold he was carrying. All she knew was that her husband loved to eat little boys, and taking a young boy's life was cruel. Jack pulled his bag of gold through the hole in the door, ran as fast as he could through the fields, and climbed quickly down the beanstalk. He ran into his house.
"Look, Mother," he cried.
"Jack, where on earth did you go? You scared me silly climbing up that great big beanstalk." Jack tipped the bag of gold out onto the floor. His mother gasped.
"Everything's all right now, isn't it, Mother? This is more than we would have got for Daisy at the market."
"10 times more,"